When the children of Israel flee out of Judea and Jerusalem because of the abomination of desolation, because of what happens at the Temple Mount and the altar, they are going to go back into the wilderness. What wilderness? The very same wilderness that God had them in for 40 years, where He fed them manna and quail and gave them water, streams of living water from the rock. When we started mapping this out and realized what was happening, folks, He's taking them back to the mountain. Why is that happening? Because the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 63 that when Jesus returns, He's going to gather them and move to the Mount of Olives. And this time when they cross the Jordan River, it's going to be not with Joshua, but with Yeshua. Why didn't Moses take the children of Israel across the Jordan? Why didn't Moses take them into the Promised Land? Because you cannot be saved by the law. You cannot stand justified in front of God because of how good you have lived out the rules. It is Joshua, a form of Yeshua, that takes them across the Jordan River, because it's Jesus who takes us across the river through the waters of baptism into the Promised Land. Everything is a pattern. Everything is a picture. In fact, when He takes them across the Jordan River, the Bible says that He specifically stops the flow of the Jordan River at a very special place, the town of Adam. Will Adam be in the kingdom of God? Yeah. How? Same way I will. Because the blood of the Lamb will be applied to him because of his faith. Not because of the law, not because of his own righteousness, but because he believed the Lord. If you don't believe me that there is one plan of salvation in the Bible, please go read Hebrews chapter 11. Because Hebrews chapter 11 says all of those Old Testament saints got saved the same way I did. They believed the Lord. All right? So this sort of gives us the picture. Israel is the believers, Jews and Christians are in the wilderness being protected. And now 10 whole minutes to tell you about the Antichrist. Wow. Now we come to something that we really have to spend a little time on. And that is the arrival of two beings that the Bible is going to call, both of them, they're going to call a beast. And I saw a beast coming out of the sea. He had 10 horns and 7 heads. Remember that? With 10 crowns on his horns, and on each head a blasphemous name. The beast I saw resembled a leopard, but had feet like those of a bear and a mouth like that of a lion. The dragon gave the beast his power and his throne and his great authority. One of the heads of the beast seemed to have a fatal wound, but the fatal wound had been healed. The whole world was astonished and followed the beast. Men worshipped the dragon. Note that, they worship the devil because he had given authority to the beast. And they also worship the beast and ask, who is like the beast? Who can make war against him? Remember I told you about Micah Mocha? Who is like the Lord? The world says, who is like the beast? Folks, we are coming to a time when the world will be divided right down the middle based on who do you believe in? Who is your God? Choose you this day. Tell me, who will you serve? Is it God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or is it the dragon? The beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies and to exercise his authority for 42 months. He opened his mouth to blaspheme God and to slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven. He's not very happy with those people. They kicked him out. He was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them. Notice, he was given. He was given power. And he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. What is the picture of this? What's the precedent for this? God gave him permission to test Job. He has no power but that what God allows him to have. And he allows him to have it for the purification of the saints, that we would be tested as gold refined through fire. All the inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, all whose names have not been written in the book of life belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. So whatever your view about the rapture, there are going to be people here whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life who will not do this. They will not worship him. And look at the call to attentiveness in verse 9. He who has an ear, Shema, Shema Israel, hear, hear what the Spirit is saying. If anyone is to go into captivity he will go. If anyone is to be killed with the sword he will be killed. This calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of the saints. Well, let's stop right there and do a quick look at this first beast. Obviously, the dragon that stands on the shore is the devil.